Tonight is a precious night, and we're supposed to be doing the book of Lamentations. It touches my heart when I see ministers like Pastor Anthony going all out for God, not caring for the things of this life, to desperately seek the Lord. It reminds me of the days, in early days of my ministry, when I fasted 40 days, 3 times. And people who have not gone through it do not know the price that is involved. And I remember how desperate I was to seek after His will, not knowing the direction for my ministry, not knowing the direction for my life. And after that first one, there was still no clear direction. But today, as I look back, I realize that a lot of the answers He's giving today can be traced back to those times when I sought and fasted in the Lord. And sometimes He has spoken not during the fast. Sometimes He has spoken during the fast. On one of the fasts, I remember He spoke. Sometimes He has spoken after the fast. Sometimes a week, sometimes a month, sometimes a year or more. But one thing, the Lord is real. And anyone who seeks Him will find Him. The Lord is real. The Lord is a prayer answering God. Anyone who seeks Him with all their heart, they will find the Lord. I remember how desperate I was in the early days of ministry. I was still in the seminary. And it was in my 3rd year that I went on the protracted 3-day total fast without food and water. And at the end of those 3 days, it was like in a vision, but I was not sure whether I was awake or asleep. But I remember I was lying down. And that was when the Lord showed me, which I shared before in some of my tapes and messages, about the 2 mountains which I saw, and which represent the first and second coming of Jesus. And between the 2 mountains was a valley, and on the valley was a huge tall building that rose up high up into the sky. But the strange thing about that building was that only the pillars of the building were completed. Just as you sometimes see a building with the structure up, but not the walls. Strangely, the pillars were huge. They were big enough to drive 3 trucks across. Huge pillars. But something which I have not shared in my tapes at all was that on that pillar, standing quite high up on the pillar, on one of those pillars high up, and I was standing on the ground in that vision, and high up on the pillar was a group of people, and they were waving to me, calling me on. And I didn't recognize some of them, but they were familiar people whom I saw in that vision. And these were people who have gone to be with the Lord. One of them I saw on that huge pillar waving was John Sung. Another was Washman Nee. And they were on that pillar and they were waving, like beckoning me to come and join them. I did not understand that vision much in the early days. But when I look back now, I realize that in Asia, the Lord In the early days before the charismatic move, there were ministers in Asia like John Sung, Washman Nee, and many others, and they have done their work in God. But that work was incomplete. Washman Nee, John Sung stopped without entering into tongues. They were like in the Western revival people like R.A. Torrey, A.W. Tozer, who did not understand the charismatic but stopped right before the charismatic move. And they didn't go further. And I realized, and that vision has many times keep coming to me from time to time, especially over recent years. And the Lord was saying that there is a move coming about in Asia. Yes, most of you who know church history know what Watchman Nee, John Sung has done in China and in different parts of Asia. And the Lord was saying that in that vision, that part of my work was to continue the work that has been done, that was started in the early days of those people's ministry. And that their work has reached a certain level where the structure has been built. Now the walls need to come up. And that was when then I found my place in the ministry. Then I realized where I stood in church history. Then I realized the call of God. And that was also when sometimes I see into some of you ministers, I see into your life, see into your eyes, and see into the spirit. I realize that many of you are going to be part of that move of God that is coming forth in Asia. And that God is raising many of you for things that you never realize above what you ask or think. And I want to encourage many of you who have fasted, who have sought the Lord, and the Lord did not seem to answer the way you thought He would. I can assure you that when the Lord answers, He takes His time and He does it His way. But He hears you. He hears you when you seek Him. He who seeks God will find Him. And I remember when the Lord Jesus Christ came in 1986, when He stood in front of me as I was sitting on the sofa, He spoke to me some things that I've been praying for the past 10 years. And yet the Lord, when He reviewed my life, the Lord remembered those times I cried to Him. The Lord remembered those times I fasted. And the Lord recounted them. And I want to encourage each one of you who have done it. He remembers. And it's a part and a parcel of the training that He does in our lives, in order to build us to do the perfect will of God. My desire today is just to do His perfect will. Just to do my small little part in His will. And there will be many of you whom He will raise to do tremendous things. There will be in your, from your country, a great lady minister that will rise up. And she will fill auditoriums. And I saw it in a vision. And God will also raise many others. But there will be. And that she will be launched out into the world. And there will be also special types of ministry that the Lord will raise. And among them, some people who people has never ministered that way before, but God is teaching some of you, which is why some of you are finding hard to find your place in church history, because you say nobody has ministered that way before, nobody has done it that way before. And there will be a kind of singing anointing that come upon some of you main ministers, that when you sing and when you minister I see in a vision some Asians going for, and it's funny, it may be there that we have not heard before, but I have not read or heard any of it before. I'm sure there are overseas in the Western world, in Western Christianity, but there are ministers whom God will raise, who will minister, and whenever they prophesy, they start singing in prophecy. It will be strange manifestation, but a lot of things that God is doing, God is raising, that types of anointing that has never been seen before. And I'm going to encourage each one of you. The most important thing, check it with the Word. As long as it's in the Word and it's in line with the Word, as long as it glorifies Jesus, as long as your heart is pure and right before Him, do not be afraid to move into the realm of the Spirit. Even if nobody has done it before, you could be the first one. And the first is always harder. But God will move you into that. Which is why as we look at the book of Lamentations tonight, it is special because Lamentations speaks to us about the heart of God. And if any one of us want to move in the true anointing of God, you would have to have the kind of heart that Jeremiah has. For example, Jeremiah prophesied destruction will come. And as he prophesied destruction to come, and he forewarned the nation of Judah, and they did not listen to him, when his prophecies were fulfilled, he didn't rejoice that his prophecies were fulfilled and he authenticated the fact that he was a man of God, that his prophecies came to pass. He did not rejoice. He did not say, well, how wonderful, my prophecies came to pass. Never. When his prophecies came to pass in the destruction of Jerusalem, Jeremiah wept. He did not want to see anybody die. He did not want to see anybody being dragged away as slaves to serve the Babylonians. He did not want to see the beloved city of Jerusalem torn down. That was not his desire. Because before any true spirit of love can come, not of self-building or own kingdom building, but of Christ's kingdom building, there has to be a deadness to self that need to come in our life so that we would move into the realm of the Spirit and just allow God to do whatever He wants. Like Jeremiah allowed God to work in his life in such a mighty way. And the book of Lamentations is written just after Jerusalem was destroyed. The entire city was gone. And Jeremiah, I presume, would have sat down and wept. He wept so much, and he cried so much, that in the book of Lamentations, in chapter 3, verse 40, he says, verse 48 and 49, my eyes overflow with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eyes flow and do not cease without interruption. Oh, he cried like no other prophet has cried. He was known as a weeping prophet. And there's no greater expression of sorrow than this book of Lamentations. And this book of Lamentations is a collection together of five poems. And the strange thing about this book is that all the chapters except one has 22 verses.